This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go right to the phones. Virgil, likely Virgil Vaduva, is on the phone here. Virgil, the creator of Cell 411.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Thanks. Great. Everything's great.
Awesome. So I'm calling because, and I haven't been listening so far, so I don't know what you guys have all talked about, but
we just mentioned that there was a fundraiser that you put together for Free Talk Live that reached its goal within 24 hours.
To help LRN.fm again.
That's right. So I'm calling to announce that the $5,000 fundraiser on GoFundMe.com was very successful. Within about 12 hours, we raised about $4,200, and by, I don't know, afternoon today, we hit $5,000, and I wanted to congratulate you guys, and I wanted to basically remind you guys that this is basically a sign that you're being loved and appreciated by a lot of people out there. You don't just have haters, you have people that, very much appreciate your efforts and love you guys and care about you and kind of look at you guys as family members. And when Free Talk Live hurts, we all kind of hurt, and it's important for us to step up to the plate and help you guys out. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And Virgil, I want to thank you for putting this together, and I actually want to thank everybody that donated. And I was pleasantly surprised when I was going through just looking at the donations. I saw a lot that were anonymous, which is great because, you know, people donating and they're like, I don't care that anybody knows who I am. And then I noticed one of Free Talk Live's affiliates actually wound up making a donation.
A big one.
A very big one.
Yeah. I was kind of stunned by that, and of course delighted, and I'm really only left with really one question, Virgil. How do I get my money?
Well, I was going to ask you guys that, but I also wanted to ask you if it's okay if we can leave the, I don't know if you guys need this money within the next 24 hours, or can we leave the campaign up and running for, I don't know, another day or so to see if we can even raise more money for you guys.
Let's keep it going. Yeah, I think it's okay. Better to keep it going. I think you can withdraw from the... I'm doing a GoFundMe right now for the Edgington Post. Not that I want to plug that right now, but the...
You can withdraw while the campaign is going, I believe.
And okay. I think that...
I know on Indiegogo you can. I'm not sure about GoFundMe.
Okay. Well, I know that computer equipment and radio and studio equipment is extremely expensive, and... if you guys need this money within 24 hours, we can definitely cash it out, and I can PayPal you the amount or whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
We want to keep it going. I know you just created you just picked a number and you went with it, and 5,000 was a fine number to go with. After doing a certain amount of research, I believe that the number is probably closer to 15,000. That we don't, anything's a help, right? And it's a huge help, and I would never have even thought of this. So thank you so much for putting it together.
Absolutely.
And I just
go ahead.
I just hit refresh on the fundraiser, and within the last couple of minutes, someone donated another $50.
Yep, somebody knows.
So, thank you.
Right after Patrick.
So it's fantastic, and I think, to me, you know, you guys mean so much to me personally and to our family, and sometimes, you know, people end up taking someone for granted, especially on the radio. You guys are just talking in the microphone most days with just a dog running around your feet. You don't know all the people out there that listen, and you're touching their lives and directly influencing them in a positive way. And this is probably a good reminder, and I'm hoping it's a good encouragement for all of you guys, Ian and Mark and Daryl and all of you who work there. And this is very important to me. And it may not be $15,000, but it's a third of that. And that is a step, you know, in that direction to help you guys get back on your feet, you know, help you get back on the air, you know, help the affiliates or LRN.FM, you know, anyone involved that is depending on this. You know, to me, this is important. And, you know, the second issue is really to all the haters, you know, to me, I'm happy that this is kind of a big middle finger to all of these people. and it's a sign that, you know, we love you guys and a lot more people care about you than they hate you. So congratulations again.
Well, I mean, you know, that's sort of the thing about, you know, you can, if you love and support somebody, I mean, I'm sure there's some organization out there that I really don't think is great, right? I'm not sure what that organization is, but I'm going to be able to do, I can do far more for them by donating, far more for an organization, by loving them and supporting them than I can do by simply bad-mouthing them. And bad-mouthing is largely, you know, inconsequential, doesn't make a difference. NAMBLA,
sure.
There's something that comes to mind. So I don't like the North American Man-Boy Love Association, if this, in fact, isn't really an organization. I think it's just somebody just keeps it out there to be a cudgel.
I was going to ask if that's actually an organization or if it's just some troll group.
But nonetheless, there's nothing I can really do against these people. They continue to do whatever they do. But you know, somebody donating to them is certainly going to support their cause, such that their cause might be. So thank you so much, Virgil.
Anytime, guys. We love you and we appreciate you. And a lot of people, thousands of people probably have been touched by you guys and your hard work and all your dedication. So thank you.
Thank you, Virgil. Appreciate
it. Have a good night.
Yep. We'll go to, let's see, David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, greetings. Hey, you know, I was interested in both the hemp issue as well as the raid. I'll start with the raid because when I watched that video yesterday,
I believe that was Nick Ryder's video. It was about 2 minutes long, and he's just kind of asking questions to the FBI agents as they're toting things off. Is that right?
Yeah, and especially the part outside from the street angle.
Yep.
That really struck me that they were scattering in every direction with the material from the house. So I'm not an expert about law enforcement raids and whatnot, but it's my understanding that it's all supposed to be put into one vehicle.
That makes sense. It certainly wasn't.
And in fact, it sounded like there were multiple jurisdictions.
There were. It was the FBI, state police, and locals.
Yeah. So I would, make sure you, study that carefully and figure out who was carrying what. If it's only 2 minutes, that's, that's maybe not enough. And I noticed that he was fairly cold. He was shaking at the end or something like that. It sounded a little odd it looked a little odd that they were taken off in so many different directions with the material, and they were not answering questions outside. So,
answering questions is standard protocol. They don't answer questions.
This case is so tenuous and weird that I'm. My biggest concern at this point is getting my computers back. I don't think we're going to. I think they're going to. I think they're just gone. But what I'm looking at up to this point does not make me feel like they have much of a chance of doing anything. But then again, I guess I'm still holding out this small flicker of hope that the United States judicial system works. And I know on a federal level, reading the story after story after story, that it doesn't. So I don't know why I'm so confident.
It works. In the same way that, a broken piece of machinery works, it takes up space and it hinders freedom.
During listening
to the first show after the raid, I guess that was yesterday's show, there was some discussion of, my brain just seized up. Good grief. In the meantime, I'll talk about the hemp thing. You had a good caller there, and he was talking about California And he also made a side comment about the early days of legalization and how many states had not lived up to or even gave a pretense of living up to the 1927 laws or whatever. And I
hold the line, David, if you would. Please hold the line. The number is 855-450-3733. Do you want to talk about marijuana legalization? Looks like a big thing happened in the U.S. Maybe you want to talk about the raid on the Free Talk Live studios. 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can give us a call. We're talking about perhaps this is it. Maybe this is the day that the war on weed is over. I don't know. It's going to be up to historians.
I think that's optimistic.
Up to historians later, Daryl, not to, up to us. I'm just tickling the idea. So today the United States Supreme Court refused to hear from a petition of some sort from the attorneys general of both Oklahoma and Nebraska, claiming that they're all upset that people are coming from Colorado with weed in their cars or whatever, and it's just making their job so darn difficult. And so they're, the Supreme Court doesn't want to hear anything about it. Doesn't the United States federal government doesn't want to get involved? I'm amazed by it. I'm also amazed at the savings that you can get at SaveItPurse.com. This is how we're probably going to be getting a lot of the electronics equipments that we had lost in the raid here at the LRN.FM studios that occurred yesterday morning. We're going to go through SaveItPurse.com. Why? Because we can get 20, 25, maybe even up to 30% discounts on everything that you can buy at Amazon simply by using Bitcoin through SaveItPurse.com. This is the killer app. This is the reason to get Bitcoin, is because now you can save 20 or 30%. It's amazing, and you don't have to take my word for it. You can go to SaveItPurse.com, sign up for an account, and take a look at how it's done. Just go take a look, because we've been doing it in my family for, I think it's going on a year now, some period of time.
I've been using it for over a year.
There you go. SaveItPurse.com. If you haven't been using it, you're out of the loop. You're losing money. SaveItPurse.com. Let's go back to David in San Francisco talking about the legalization of marijuana in California. David?
Yeah. And during the break, I remembered what I had meant to say about the raid, and that was that during the I guess it was yesterday's show, it got mentioned that you all were some of the first major media to cover it. Actually, I found both a New York Times article, an editorial from January 27th, and as well a USA Today article about it, about the porn that the FBI had maintained porn sites for 3 weeks or whatever.
But it was so child porn. I think that's really much more important because many Americans watch and porn every day. This is child porn, which I have,
right.
As much time as I've spent on the internet, I have never seen this stuff. So it's not easy to find, from what I can tell.
You don't stumble across it.
It doesn't seem like it.
Like I've stumbled across midget porn.
Right. You don't stumble across child porn.
Right, yeah, and for the New York Times really decried it. The headline for the USA Today article really decried it. So, noting that you all had run that story exactly 1 week before the raid, you got to wonder whether they raided the New York Times or the USA Today. I mean,
when did they decry it? Because I thought we were one of the only media organizations that covered it at the time we did.
I think it was the 27th of January was the New York Times editorial.
Oh, then we're way behind the curve on that one.
Yeah, but in any case, it is a nasty bit of business for the FBI to be doing and whatnot. As to the hemp, I lived in Missouri at the time Nixon was trying to outlaw it in a more stringent way. He was one of the earlier people with the drug laws. And the Missouri Department of Conservation actually went out of their way to refuse to honor, burning out all of the hemp in Missouri. And the Department of Conservation considered it such an important food for ducks and wildlife that they were refusing to honor it. And
okay,
it was only, I think, in Reagan's time that they came down hard on Missouri and the rest of the states because they were they would cut off highway funding if they didn't burn it out. So it was, some of the anti-government, like the libertarians have come out with such anti-government kind of stances. Well, this is probably the basis of it in many ways, is that big government under Reagan was demanding that the highways couldn't be fixed unless, and these were federal highways, interstate highways. The U.S. government, if they want commerce to go through, they want to fix those highways. So it got to be a hell of a battle because the state of Missouri, if they wanted to be the thoroughfare for running you know, shopping items across the state, they had to burn out endless bushes. So it's pretty crazy business. And I also got to disagree with that earlier caller who was claiming that there are a lot of doctors in California that would give you a prescription for without any effort. There actually aren't that many of them. There were just kind of these companies that you would see the advertisements, and there it was probably one doctor with a big advertising campaign that would handle 5,000 people. You know, I tried to get my doctor to prescribe it to me for some extreme pain with my back, and he wouldn't do it. They were coming down on doctors' licenses.
Okay.
So they were basically terrifying the doctors.
Let me ask you this, though.
Prescribing it.
What about non-MD type doctors? There's, you know, practitioners of all different sorts out there.
Chiropractors and naturopaths and whatnot.
Yeah,
I don't
those
think
sorts
that
of people.
They actually. Yeah, I'm not sure that they actually have the right to prescribe pharmaceuticals or anything.
Yeah, I think it's only the people that have the authority to prescribe a pharmaceutical that can prescribe cannabis.
Yeah, so is cannabis considered a pharmaceutical there then in California? Because I don't know. I mean, I haven't lived out
it's
there.
It's not a pharmaceutical, but it's regulated.
It's been 20 years. It's been 20 years. It was 1996 that we legalized, and that was in San Francisco only. And then I think a couple of years later it was Prop 215. So it's but we were able to get it in the city alone. But the you remember they had Marinol, and so it was a pharmaceutical if it was Marinol, and so there were so many studies that were showing that it was good for asthma, good for what's the eye disease,
glaucoma.
Glaucoma, right? And
right, there's some types of cancer it can be very effective for, too.
Helps with chronic headaches and arthritis.
Crohn's.
Sure. So it is actually a medicine. There's just no doubt about it. But it gets into the whole issue. If you go into the history of William Randolph Hearst,
what he wanted to do was he was a newspaper magnate, and he wanted to make. But he owned a bunch of forests, and he wanted to make his newspapers out of hemp. Out of pine rather than out of hemp, which would have been more efficient. And so he had to get rid of hemp because it was more efficient. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And what we've been talking about today is this ruling that came down from the Supreme Court. It's kind of a lack of a ruling. Basically, they refused by a six to two margin.
Yes.
To what?
To not hear the case brought forth by.
They refused to hear. They didn't refuse not to hear.
Right. They refused to hear the case brought forth by the attorneys general of Oklahoma and Nebraska, claiming that Colorado's legalization, tax, and regulate scheme of cannabis somehow violated federal law and something interstate commerce.
So we have the Skype lines back up. I'm not going to give you the username yet because we've got somebody on the line. We're going to be taking them, but we've also got calls, your calls. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Monday edition, the live post-raid edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about, well, the possible end of the drug war. It's hyperbolic claim. There's no doubt about it. But the United States Supreme Court ruled today, Daryl, 6-2?
6-2. They decided not to hear a case being brought forth by the attorneys general of Nebraska and Oklahoma against the state of Colorado.
However, if you are intending to talk about marijuana on the internet, you may still want to have some kind of anonymizing service. The internet was meant to be used anonymously, and if you want, without oversight, but many governments and companies are thriving off of the lack of privacy that you have on the internet these days. ProXPN can give you that privacy back. ProXPN is a virtual private network that encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device to where the websites you're going, and ProXPN offers OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. It's got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, there's Linux support, and unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activity whatsoever. With more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to the other VPNs. If you are a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit cards and even Bitcoin. If you use the code FTL50, you get 50% off the regular monthly price of the lifetime of an annual account, and it can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com now and use the code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. It's proxpn.com, coupon code FTL50. Let's go to the Skype, the now working Skype lines, hung like Jesus. hung.
Hello?
Yep.
Hey, Mark. You know, I want to, hey, Daryl.
How's it going?
I just want to say, I'm really sorry for what happened to you all yesterday, and I think it is really, really cheap for someone to pull that kind of a stunt, and it's really easy too, because hell, who can ignore it when you put those kind of allegations out in front? But anyway,
do you think it was a snitch of some sort? Is that what you're claiming?
You know, I don't know. But, you know, it's just, okay. I don't believe in coincidences. I just do not believe in coincidences.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because of the relationship to the timing of the Free State Project's the banning of Ian from their events.
Yeah. You know, come on.
I got you.
Looks and sounds and walks. And, of course, you know, it must be. And another thing also, if Ian does get away with this, and I feel he may, because I don't think they really have anything. He has been, for the last few years, I'm not sure how many years, but as long as I've been listening, you know, he's been bragging about how he doesn't pay taxes. They're gonna get him on that. If they can't get him on anything, they're gonna get him about this tax evasion. I guarantee it to you.
Well, there's so I do know that there, unless you make a certain amount of money, that there's no need to file. So they're going to have that's not the easiest row to hoe either. It's not like it's perfect. He doesn't get a W-2 paycheck,
right,
or something like that. So
okay.
They don't get to they don't know necessarily where his money comes from, how much money he gets. They have to put that together forensically. Not saying you're wrong. Not saying you're right. Certainly his going on the air and claiming not to pay federal income tax is a bold stance.
Yeah, and that's the first thing I thought of. I said, you know, if he gets away with this other one, not get away with it, but if he's cleared of this other one, then I think they'll go for the tax evasion.
And they would also have to prove that whatever money he does get is classified as income.
Right.
And, you know, there's all kinds of conspiracies and whatnot on whether or not earnings are income or whatnot. But, yeah, you know, as Mark said, he doesn't have a W-2 job, so it's a lot more difficult to connect the dots.
Okay, well, that's good. Again, I'm sorry about what happened. And, again, it is the cheapest and the lowest thing that you can do. It's like a woman saying a man hit her in the face when he didn't actually do it.
She at least has to show a bruise, right?
I mean, you know, of course, it could be a bruise, but she could bruise herself. It's the easiest way to go. You want to get someone locked up.
That much is true. Anything else, Hung Like Jesus?
That's all.
Thanks so much.
That's all.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. George calling in from Toronto. George, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? George, can you hear me now? Yep.
It's really difficult to hear. It keeps cutting out. So I just want to say something and then I'll hang up.
Okay.
But I'll listen to the answer on SoundCloud tomorrow, because I don't know where to find you guys live.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Oh, well, that was easy. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so my question is, like, okay, if you have a movement that's libertarian or a movement that's anarchist, how, and everything at first is good and you guys have, like, a free area that you can do whatever you want, how do you expect that everybody's going to think like-minded the same and things aren't going to get chaotic completely and then you're going to need somebody to be able to control people? Like, I mean, I don't like government either.
Sure.
But I mean,
yeah, it seems like the obvious question, right? I mean,
yeah.
Like, you know, it's necessary to use force at times to control this primate that we've come to call humans, right?
I didn't hear. I'm sorry. Like I said, it keeps cutting out. So
no problem. You can take your answer off. I do appreciate it.
Right,
you only need to use force to control other humans if and when another human causes unjust harm to someone.
Right. So
so just because, oh, you're smoking a plant that I don't like, so therefore I'm going to beat you up. No, that's not right.
Okay, so first off, my claim would be not that I necessarily should be free from society or anything like that. All I want is to not pay for goods and services that I don't use and don't want and don't want to fund. So I just want to opt out of government services that I don't want. So the government claims they pay for, you know, this school. They pay for the worst school in a given geographic area, generally. And they make people pay for it. Their schools are so bad that they have to be funded by force and taking people's houses away. So that's what I'm claiming is a problem, not necessarily the controlling of people, because people need to be controlled. I would agree with you, Daryl, however, that the control mechanism should kick in from a defensive standpoint. Now, people can argue what defense is, what defensive force is, what retaliatory force is. Some people use the term defensive force. Some people use the term retaliatory. You know, whatever that might be. But it always has to do with somebody initiating force first.
Yes.
And it can get complicated. I wouldn't claim that some large area could all operate the same way. What I'm talking about is small areas being able to do things like this. So he's saying that, you know, what if New Hampshire becomes free? I don't know. There would be all kinds of different things and different people living in different communities doing different stuff. I would point out that if I have the right to defend myself, I have the right to license out the defending of myself. So in the same way that I get an agent to help me pick out insurance, an agent to help me pick out a house, an agent to help me buy a car, I can hire an agent to handle defensive force of, you know, my house or whatever. Now, maybe some people will say what defensive force means is that I want the security agency that kind of generally specializes in my particular geographic area to roll by my house once a day in their car, or once a week in their car, or once a month in their car. Or maybe some of them will say, I need armed guards around at every entrance of my house. And they should be able to pay for whatever level of security they need at a given time. And here's the reason. Suppose you need more security in your life. If you live long enough, there's going to be an instance in your life when you feel like you need more security as opposed to other instances.
Right. And
if you call the police and say, hey, I'd like an armed guard at my house, they will tell you to take a long walk off a very short pier. Because we don't do that crap. If you have a defensive agency meant to guard your house from burglaries, it may be in conjunction with, say, insurance for your house, and stuff gets stolen, that defensive agency would be responsible for the things that were stolen. Try to get recompensated by the police in your town. I'm not talking about changing things a great deal. I'm talking about responsibility for agencies that claim to protect you. That's what I'm talking about. The number is 855-450-3733. I do want those great questions that he called in with, though. 855-450-FREE and LRN.FM on Skype. We've got it back up. Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. We've been talking about the high likelihood that marijuana could be legal in the United States here relatively soon. And, well, the raid that occurred on the Free Talk Live studios just a day ago. And people have been talking about these issues. And you're welcome to call in. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And something else we've been talking about on Free Talk Live for some weeks now is the effect that nitric oxide, the nitric oxide content in your blood has on your heart health. It's difficult to get supplements that actually affect your nitric oxide levels. Certainly some will tell you that they do. This much of the hoopla around the nitric oxide levels came from a 1998 Nobel Prize winning study. And one of the scientists that is on the team of one of the scientists that won the Nobel Prize came up with a supplement. It's the all-natural dietary nitrates in super beets are sourced from non-GMO beets, and they help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally. Now, my blood pressure was dangerously high, and I'm keeping it down with all-natural remedies like super beets. So it's a superfood powder that you add to, in my case, water. In your case, Daryl,
smoothies.
And it tastes like berries. It doesn't taste like beets or anything like that. You'll feel an energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes. And over time, my belief is that, what I've experienced is more heart health. So the results are guaranteed. If you don't see them, you don't pay. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You get the nitric oxide indicator strips to prove to you that Superbeet says what it says it's going to do regarding your nitric oxide levels in your blood. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of it comes to you with free shipping. All you have to do is go to FTLBeats.com to check it out or call 800-951-8940. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940. Let's go to Skype. I cannot see. It looks like Tom calling in on Skype. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Yes. What's on your mind, Tom?
This is the first time I've ever tried this.
You sound great. You've
spoken with me before. I'm from the Detroit area.
Okay.
And this is the first time I've tried this on Skype. But anyway, great. And you know, this fortunately, perhaps, this thing that just happened to you guys has brought enough attention that, you know, this is a good thing, I think, that no matter what happens to Ian, whether it be negative or positive, well, I guess it wouldn't be good if it was negative.
No, I really hope it's not negative, but yes.
A lot of free attention right now, man, and getting some donations. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so the donations are certainly working out well. I am not of the opinion that all press is good press, and generally the press that comes with you know, terms like child pornography, I would generally consider bad press. But at the same time, there's nothing I can do about it. And this looks like it's going to be an important case. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has filed a brief, basically, against this, you know, this whole thing, and it may be that the FBI is issuing illegal warrants. Not that anybody's going to go to jail or anything bad is going to particularly happen to them, but here from motherboard.vice.com, FBI warrant used to hack child porn visitors was unconstitutional, the EFF argues. And that's it's not the newest of articles, but it's newer than it's not as new even as the raid, but they're continuing to raid places, including this studio. What I think is interesting, and I am not gonna fail to point this out every time, is within a week of us doing a story about the FBI being the purveyors of child porn, they come to this studio and raid it and claim that we went to their, is it somebody on this network went to that website. Now, I can't claim that it didn't happen the same way I can't claim that somebody didn't use our network to shuttle nuclear secrets to Russia, but I can say that dozens of people had access to it. This is a business, and, you know, there's no way we can control, you know, what people might that have access to the network might go and look at, but I think it's very suspicious that the FBI chose to do this.
Well, yes, and, you know, a caller just a couple calls ago mentioned that and I watched the video, everybody went off in different directions with all the equipment.
Yeah.
It's kind of fishy. That's really fishy. I'm on the Mark Stevens No State Project chat right now. We're talking as we're talking to you, or as I'm speaking with you. And, you know, we kind of approach this thing a little differently than most. You're quite familiar, you know, Ian.
Yep.
Had Mark's
assistant. My listeners aren't, so go ahead.
Yeah. And so, you know, I had to call in tonight. I mean, I really want to support you guys. I actually called in to find out where is this GoFundMe box? Where can I find this to help you guys out? We need to do this.
So I just posted the link on the Free Talk Live Facebook page.
Again.
Facebook.com/Free Talk Live.
Did you pin it to the top? Maybe that's the thing we should do.
Guys,
I don't know if you can pin something to the top of a page. I'll take a look and see.
Yeah, okay. I'll go to Facebook. Is there any other way you can do it? Any other way?
We'll get it.
Well, if you go to GoFundMe, then it's not one of these handy URLs where it's like GoFundMe.com/.
You can search Free Talk Live at GoFundMe, and we'll get it up at FreeTalkLive.com as one of the stories, but it has to be voted on by people who see it, and so you're going to have to vote it up or vote it down. And I will tell you, there are people that go to FreeTalkLive.com that vote ways that I wish they didn't, and they may very well try to vote it down, so everybody's going to have to go there and vote the story up. Daryl, are you going to take care of that, or shall I?
I'm going to try getting it pinned to the top of the Facebook page.
Okay, thanks so much. Tom, anything else?
Well, yes and no, but you guys go ahead, man. It was good speaking with you, Mark.
Appreciate the call, Tom.
Yep.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. This raid on the studio occurred 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yes.
Dozen agents of different types, from FBI to state to local, coming into the studio. As a matter of fact, we live here. This is the studio's in the living room. I don't live here, but our main host Ian, who has now been banished by me, King Mark
to the hinterland.
The hinterland, yes, hinterland.
Hinter, not hinder.
That's right, hinder. You are from hinderland. I can tell you that.
What's the difference?
Hindering people's hinder and hinter people hinters. But TJ, in fact, lives here, which is another co-host, and he
was naked.
He was stuck. He was caught naked by this raid, and didn't feel safe in for whatever reason. Getting clothes on for some period of time.
Because if he went into the room, anything that was within arm's reach of him could have been seized, whether it was covered by the warrant or not.
That's the claim, and this is the way that Sunday morning started. I was on my way to church, and somebody texted me. So, and since the LRN studios are relatively close to where we meet for my Quaker meeting, I stopped off there real quick. I was, by the way, a little bit early, and I ended up being quite late because, well, there's a bunch of agents taking away all the computer equipment. Now, they listed out all the things they took. It took up 2 pages of stuff. It was probably about $15,000 worth of items. And by the way, people did put up a GoFundMe. We did not. We thank the people who did. We're going to do a special after show regarding that, too. And, hopefully we'll be able to replace this stuff in relatively short order. But right now, we don't have a cam. Ian has worked tirelessly to get us back up on the air. I don't know how much sleep he had, but he's been busy, busy, busy just getting all the programs back in place. Because even when you have a new computer that you put in to do stuff, you got to put all the programs back in place.
Right.
And that's
and it's not just the programs. There's a lot of scripts that he wrote to get the programs to work properly.
It's true. He's had his own, done his own little programming. Has no great chops or anything like that, but he's written some stuff to do some things. Got some other listeners who have written programs for us, things that we've needed. And it's been, it's hair-raising dealing with this kind of thing. And apparently, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, this whole operation that the FBI put on where they were distributing child porn. I can't say this enough. The FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, your white knights of justice for the United States government, were distributing child porn. And we reported on it, and then within a week they come and they raid the studios. It seems rather suspicious to me.
Yes.
Your thoughts are welcome. The number is 855-450-3733. And this has resulted in scary stuff happening in our community, too. People protesting at the studios, threatening violence. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation,
A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.